Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today our prayer focus is the entertainment on video games to play or not to play and how are they rated. This is part one. Did you know that 75% of American households owned at least one video game? And that's not even those that they access through streaming devices and purchase it through other ways. This is an actual physical one. But how are they rated? There is a board, it's called Entertainment Software Review Board, ESRB, that actually rates the games and identifies the categories to which they rank them. And it's kind of similar to movie ratings. So for the games, it's, you may have seen these, EC for early childhood, E for everyone, E10 plus, everyone that's 10 and above, T, teens, 13 plus, teens that are 13 and older, M equals mature, 17 and over, A for adult only, 18 or over, and there is also some that have the rating as pending. 49% involve some form of violence. These are the eight categories: blood, the use of substances and gore, violence, humor, language, nudity, gambling, sexuality. They don't, to rate the games, they don't actually play every single video game. Instead, publishers submit the extreme content for the board to review. So they kind of just roll over the ones that they don't think are that bad. So they don't even watch every single part of it. That's why the majority of the games are rated E. Violence still reigns. Computer games dominate. And 70% of the computer games are also rated E. So, Father, we lift up video games and those that rate them, rank them, review, and don't quite review them. We pray that they are held to higher standards, that people that are purchasing them, playing them, watching them, buying them for their kids, or playing them themselves will go to the ESRB and say, look, we need stricter ratings for the younger crowds and for those that would be just uninformed and ignorant to what's in the content, so they can make a better decision before purchasing or playing these games. We pray, God, for the ESRB to be held to the highest standards, preferably to yours. We pray there would be less use of substance abuse, making it look good or whatever. We pray for less blood, gore, and violence. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because you were called that you may inherit a blessing. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery that break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. We pray for more humor in it, healthy humor, that there wouldn't be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. We pray that their language would be clean. There wouldn't be a filthy language from their lips, and rage and anger, malice and slander. Pray for less gambling. We know the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and it's through the craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with pangs. We pray for less nudity and sexuality, but among you there may not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. We ask, God, that you would oversee the game developers and those rating them, that you would examine their hearts, and that you say you hate those who love violence. So we pray, God, that they would begin to see and have the fear of God that there are other games that can be played in a healthy way, like learning how to play golf and different sports in healthy manners, learn how to drive a car and thus. And oh God, we pray that this would be less of a factor, with less people being able to purchase them, play them, and or use them. Lord, you can do it, in the mighty name of Jesus.